Maine lawmakers are considering a proposal that would add an equal rights amendment to the state constitution. Governor Janet Mills supports the measure and was among those who testified before the legislature's Judiciary Committee. But as Mal Leary reports, opponents are raising arguments that the amendment could have unintended consequences.
The proposed amendment is worded to prohibit discrimination based on sex. Representative Lois Reckitt, a Democrat from South Portland, is the sponsor.
24 states have state constitutional amendments explicitly banning sex discrimination. 8 of those states have wording exactly as I am proposing for Maine's constitution today.
Reckitt says while the same protections are established in state law, laws can be changed by the legislature or by citizen initiative. A constitutional change, however, requires not only 2/3 vote of each branch of the legislature, but voter approval as well. Among the supporters of the measure, Maine Governor Janet Mills, who told lawmakers that the time has come to add these protections to the state constitution.
I cannot wait to accompany the 5 adult women, whom I proudly call my daughters, and my 2 little granddaughters, to a voting booth in the fall to cast my vote so that they and their uncles, cousins, and friends will be fully protected in our most sacred document.
Maine did ratify the Federal Equal Rights Amendment, but it never took effect because not enough states followed suit within the time frame established by Congress. Efforts to push other federal amendments have stalled, and that has prompted several states to adopt their own state amendments. Reckitt's proposal drew support from several lawmakers at the hearing, but opponents, including Senator Scott Searway, a Republican from Benton, warned that it might result in unintended consequences, such as the abolition of sex-specific bathrooms. Others raised fears that it would open the door for arguments that the state should pay for abortions. Mike McClellan opposed the amendment on behalf of the Maine Christian Civic League.
To be blunt, I guess, this year, one of our bigger concerns is where we think bills are having abortion funding buried in it.
Supporters of the amendment dismiss that argument, but it could make it more difficult for the proposal to garner the 2/3 support it needs in the legislature to make it to the ballot box. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.